Lou Raisin, who's the CEO and president of Broadway in Chicago. Broadway in Chicago, I didn't know this, has presented over 400 productions, bringing an economic impact of over $750 million, with an M, dollars to the city of Chicago and the state, supporting more than 9,200 local jobs. Mr. Raisin, I know that you have been involved with Choose Chicago and so many civic efforts. It's truly an honor to have you in the studio. Thank you for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Now, you have an exciting, not just an announcement to make, an exciting announcement to make about a new stadium in Chicago.
It's become my second job in a lot of ways. It's thinking about, when we talk about stadiums, it's thinking about the power of these stadiums. And about a year ago, I wrote an op-ed in the Tribune that if we're going to be considering sports stadiums, and I'm not opposed at all to sports stadiums, but the economic and power of the concept of a cultural stadium, I think elevates the city to a whole new level and helps us understand the economic power of culture and the healing power of culture and putting things together and trying to right a number of wrongs that have taken place in the city over an extended period of time.
What do you mean, right a number of wrongs?
Well, it's, you know, we have, for example, and some may find it strange, but neighborhood kids don't see downtown as theirs. We need to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, COVID hit the city hard. McKinsey did a study of three failing downtowns, Chicago being one of them. And they took the position, it didn't take a genius that you often find at McKinsey for the first conclusion they have, that the sooner we react and the quicker the city will respond and the less it's going to cost us.
But by a stadium, and by the way, this is the Dean Richards Show. I'm Steve Dale filling in as Dean goes to a parade. And I know Dean would be interested in this topic, too, and is excited about it, because we're talking not, though, about a physical stadium, per se. So can you explain, for people who don't know, this is a concept? Is that the right word?
This is a Millennium Park-level effort that looks at our downtown in a holistic way, from Oak Street Beach into the South Loop, from the lake to the Kennedy. That's what we see as our cultural stadium. We have 250 major assets in this stadium as it stands, and it's really about looking at the vacancies in our offices, the vacancies in our storefronts, and how culture can be that first responder.
What do you mean culture as a first responder? Do you think that adding culture to the city, and by the way, I happen to know you're talking affordable culture. You're talking about culture for all members of the family. But how can this be a sort of, I think you used the term way in.
Well, you look at the vacancies we have in our offices. You know,
Is it getting better or staying about the same?
It is getting slightly better, but, you know, and there's reports out that says 28 could be a change. But, you know, this has been a generational type of issue. As people say, I don't want to work as hard as I've worked. You know, the way I grew up, it was 80-hour work weeks, and it still is in a lot of ways. But quality of life and this balance of life becomes more and more important.
But that's so true all over the
country. So they want to work at home. No,
yeah.
it's absolutely.
Yeah.
But, it devastates these office buildings that rely on them being in those seats. So what do we do with those vacant offices? You know, they didn't threaten to go to Schaumburg if they didn't get what they want. They just stayed at home. So one of the efforts we have is we want to build one-year residency programs for artists and give them those spaces. We want this to become their location, and we start celebrating arts and culture and just filling vacant offices.
So let's talk specifically about what you are talking about. One is it's Poetry Way or Poetry Alley or something like that.
So this is a 100 miniature efforts in the scale of Millennium Park, but when you put it all together, it's a project as big as Millennium Park. And one of those efforts is revitalizing the public way. It's expanding and blurring that space between what's public and what's private. And there's power in that. And if we think about an alleyway that turns into Poetry Way, the Poetry Foundation plants a flag and says, this is going to be Poetry Way, and then decides they're going to work with every neighborhood in the city to help them develop a cultural presence in every one of those neighborhoods through poetry. Those are big moves. They sound little, but they're big when you start to think about this is one of 100.
Well, and that's the thing. It's one of 100, and we'll talk not about all 100, but about some more of those, including what you're doing or going to be doing with the Lyric Opera. Speaking of which, this segment is sponsored by the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Okay, can I give you an appropriate poem that might work for Poetry Way?
Would love it.
Okay. I think I'm going to be fired after I do. May your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow, and may trouble avoid you wherever you grow. Not bad?
No.
Not good?
No.
We'll be right back on WGN. We are talking in Dean's segment that he does every week, This Week in Theater, Lou Raisin of Broadway in Chicago, the CEO of that. But we're also talking about the Cultural Stadium coming to Chicago, a project that aims to inspire, guide, shape, and harness the power of the arts and culture. We talked about one of those ways. Some of these might surprise you. Here's one that doesn't. And that would be the Lyric Opera being involved. How would it be involved, Lou?
Well, we've put out an idea to the Lyric a number of years ago, and it's consistent with the work we did on the back wall of the Merchandise Mart, the large scale projection.
Yeah, yeah,
the biggest in the world on that building like that.
Bigger than Vegas?
Bigger than Vegas?
Better than Vegas?
You heard it here first. So We have a similar kind of discussion about the back wall of the Lyric. And there it was really to express the grandeur and power that happens on the Lyric stages on a daily basis.
Is that the wall that faces the river?
That's the one on the riverside, with Zell's Plaza on the other side. And the concept is to show the grandeur and spectacle that happens on that stage every day on the outside, driving new people in so they see the magic that happens.
So you could take a boat ride, and we'll talk about the architecture cruises, in fact, later in the program. So you can take a boat ride along the river?
You can, but we're also looking at putting a barge in front of that wall and putting an orchestra on that wall.
What?
And on that barge that plays to the visuals that are happening.
A live orchestra?
A live orchestra.
Wow.
Playing to the visuals that are happening in the video that's projected.
That would be amazing. Where would people watch it?
Across the river, there's a plaza.
Right.
Zell's building there.
Yeah.
And that would be the magic. And the concepts that we've had in discussion with the Lyric is that Lyric would use it a portion of the time, but then we would open it up to culture throughout the city for the balance of the time.
So you could show snippets of a program that's any show that's coming into town.
Well, to create, not necessarily an advertisement, but to create something that is festive and that people want to engage in, and that, you know, it becomes this miniature summertime festival.
That is
that
very
location.
Cool, although I do worry about you a little bit, because I read about you bringing a giant rubber ducky as a part of this?
Well, there is rubber ducks are not new to our river.
No.
The Special Olympics every year loads up a semi-truck, and everybody bets on a number that's on the bottom of that truck and hope your duck wins a little race.
Yes.
But we want to add one more duck, and this duck is about 60 to 80 feet tall. And you think of this duck's head sitting up above Upper Wacker. That's the size of the kind of duck we're talking about.
Because?
Yeah, I see that in the spring of the year, I see the bridges opening, and a tugboat brings this duck down to its perch at the end of the Riverwalk. And that it sits there, and you drive by in your car, there's a smile that hits your face. But the power in the duck is, people have heard we've got a Riverwalk. Most people haven't been down there, and most of the people haven't looked down there.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that duck sits on the river at Wolf Point not only will people look down there, but that becomes an Instagram moment around the world from Chicago with our river that separates us from the rest of the world and our architecture behind it. So that's the concept. That's why these little things that may be quirky or some may see strange make a difference.
You're also talking about a food truck that isn't a truck, but rather a barge that would be on the river.
Well, it's also using the river in different ways. You know, we see on Thursdays, maybe there's a farmer's market barge that pulls up on the Riverwalk. And maybe on Friday, it's in your neighborhood along the river.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe on alternating days, there's a food truck barge. Or maybe there's a theater that comes to you by barge. There are ways of thinking about and activating and animating our space that we're not thinking about.
I love it. You know, and historically, other cities are now doing what Chicago has done. Because what they've done in their river, whatever city that is, I could rattle off some cities, and I'm sure you know this, they've looked at Chicago and said, oh boy, this beautiful riverfront is not beautiful, but it can be. And that's what we've done in Chicago, which was, I think, the dream initially of the first Mayor Daley.
It's been the dream, as the theater district was. You know, that's where Rich Daley...
Is that where it came from?
Rich Daley, it was originally between Rich and Maggie. It was that nod to his father, activating the... remembering what the theater district was at his time. And, you know, there were two things that really, in recent history, transformed our downtown. One was 25 years ago, and that was the theater district. And now... You know, we do up to 1,700,000 to 1,800,000 people a year.
Speaking of which, Broadway in Chicago, what are some upcoming productions? We have about 2.5 minutes here.
So it's one of those times in the seasons that we have a number of things that are on sale now, a huge number of things that will be announced in the not too distant future. But
like now,
Beetlejuice is running now. We've got Masters of Magic. Titanic is a show that's we're producing here with our friends at Porchlight.
Mm-hmm.
That's been running in New York for the last 2.5 years, and we hope that to be a long run here.
But, and this is about the Titanic?
It's a spoof on the movie Titanic, and you're laughing at things you shouldn't be laughing at. You know, when
okay.
you think about what's happened there, but it's a memorable experience.
I quickly want to ask you, because so many people... Oh, well, is the Neil Diamond musical coming back?
It is.
Okay,
it is.
That's one question. So many people, and thank you for texting that question, but so many people are asking in one way or another about crime in Chicago or concerns they have about coming in, and I know you want to address that.
Well, energy breeds energy, and one of the things you have to understand is if we ratchet this up and this becomes a place where people want to be, it's expanding the nighttime as well, thinking about a mayor of the night. It's somebody who says, how can I energize the night? New York's energy at night, it's a $35 billion nighttime economy in New York that supports 300,000 jobs. How we can, we're not going to be New York, and we shouldn't try to be New York. We're Chicago. But how do we activate as much as possible people out on a 24/7 basis? That's not only power from an economic standpoint, but that means safety as well.
Yeah, absolutely true. You dream big. I'm glad I'm not in your head for that rubber ducky part, but that's okay. I love it. I love it. It is an honor to meet you in person. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. And if we can, when things begin to happen, like I look out the window right here where I am and I see a giant duck go by, you'll come back in studio?
We'll wave at you.
You'll be on the duck waving at me. Thank you very much, Lou Raven.
Thank you.